The California Gold Rush.
Ian Schiller.
Ethan Suh.
Adlai Knudsen.
Hope McGinnis.
Hannah Singer.
The morning dew, Salem, Oregon, filled the air as George walked to the paper stand before going to work.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Here's your January 24th, 1848 paper, Mr. Williams. Gold spotted in Yreka, California. Isn't that something?
I must say, very intriguing. For now, Sarah and I don't have much money, and the adventure sounds exhilarating.
After work, George went home, and after an extensive discussion with his wife, Sarah,
I hate to see you go, but if there's a chance to strike it rich, you must take it. Sell anything that you need to buy supplies.
George took a mortgage off his house, and combined with his wife's china, he had enough to buy panning supplies and a ticket to San Francisco. A week later, on a stream in Yreka, California, the river's freezing and the mountains tall. The only sounds heard were from people laboring in the river for so little gold.
No way! Is that what I think it is?
Here! He found some gold!
Already? At this rate, we'll all strike rich!
On that day, George and other 49ers found their first pieces of gold. For George, the shared experiences with other prospectors allowed them to form new friendships and bonds. Thus, his friendship with Ben Bunsen was formed.
Let's go back up the Siskiyou Trail. I've heard others are finding gold up there as well.
I suppose we could give it a try.
After a long day of travel, George realized that he had been in California for months, and from that, he hadn't found much gold. It was time to go home.
I wish you well, but I can't continue on your mission to Siskiyou.
George panned for one last time in hopes that he might find some gold before he packed up and left.
I've been here for months, and I don't have much to show for it. It's time to go home. I'll sell all my supplies and use that money to buy a ticket back home.
George packed his things and waved farewell to the men around him. The town was still buzzing with action of people from all around the world in hopes of finding their fortune. Although for George, he had lost all hope, ached, and was too tired of it to go on any longer. George, like many others, ended up with nothing but a new experience from the gold rush, and now had to rebuild his life.